It's the Morning Journey. Good morning. It's Kenny Robinson, Barry Armstrong, Kate Kolb in for Linda on this Veterans Day today. Brian Bowman is on the phone with us. Brian joins us this morning from South Carolina. He is part of Operation Thank You. Brian, good morning.
Good morning, Kenny, and good morning to everybody out there.
Brian, we're so excited about the opportunity to partner the Journey and Operation Thank You, and listeners are excited about it as well. What can we write on these cards? What can we say? What do our servicemen and women need to hear as we fill out these cards?
It's important to write positive and encouraging words that are going to uplift the person. We tell people, think about if you were away from your family for 6 months, maybe even a year, in a dangerous place, you would want to know that there are people that are praying for you and they're supporting you. And in a day of text and tweets, to get a handwritten note on a thank you card, and these are very nice cards, professionally designed, UV coated, they'll last for many years, you have an opportunity to encourage one of America's bravest men and women who's serving. And this card could be read in 50 years by one of their grandchildren, because a lot of these cards and mail in general is saved by the veterans. And years down the road, a child could be going through and there's a story behind that card. And they might say, you know, the card came in when I was really losing hope. And when I read this card, it just reminded me that I'm not forgotten. And that's what Veterans Day is about. It's a day where we can set aside and remember that freedom isn't free, that every generation of Americans has answered the call. And it's a way for us to give back through words of encouragement. The Bible talks about in Proverbs, the good news from a faraway place is like cold water to a weary soul. And so this is a way to encourage people through good news and ensuring hope. And it's something, again, that could be read by multiple generations. So it's a gift that keeps on giving.
Brian, as a chaplain, what's your perspective on the needs of our servicemen and women right now, and how can we best be praying for them?
Well, we always need God's protection. Our mission is dangerous. There's a lot of things that we can't talk about that we do. There's a lot of places that we operate that people will never know about. So in general, it's a dangerous mission, and we need to pray for God's protection. We need to pray that our men and women that are serving have hope, and most of all, that they find faith in the Lord. The Bible talks about that God is our refuge and our strength and ever-present help in time of trouble. And many of our service members, as they interface with a chaplain or a chaplain assistant or a person of faith in the military, they often think about life and eternity, and they do a lot of reflection. Take time, do an inventory, and a lot of people do find the Lord during their military service. A lot of people have goals, personal goals, spiritual goals, and they know when they get back, they want to be a different person. And so pray for God to use those in the military that are believers to live their life so that their life speaks, and that would be their testimony. I think it was St. Francis that said, preach the gospel always. If necessary, use words.
There was something you wanted to read, Brian, before we let you go?
I have one definition of a veteran that I think everybody would love to hear, and I don't know who actually came up with this, but it's very short. A veteran, whether they were active duty, retired, National Guard, or Reserve, is someone who at one point in his or her life wrote a blank check payable to the United States of America for an amount up to and including their life. And I think that definition of a veteran really explains that these men and women, many volunteers since 1973, it's been all volunteer military. When they raised their right hand, repeated the military oath, you know, that oath ends with, so help me God. And we do need to remember to pray for each service member to find God as their help and their hope. And I think on this wonderful Veterans Day, if we have an opportunity to just thank someone, whether they're in our church or at work or at school, it makes a huge difference. And it reminds us that freedom isn't free, that they did their part, and there will be many others that will stand up and serve and earn that title of being a veteran.
Well, Brian, we're excited about the partnership with Operation Thank You, and of course, a special day today on Veterans Day. All the details that you need to get your cards, to get them filled out, on our website, myjourneyfm.com. Brian, thanks for sharing a little bit this morning, and we hope you have a wonderful Veterans Day today.
Thank you so much.
Hey, it's Chris from The Journey. Got plans for